And time to talk sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
In basketball, the rise and rise of Ben Simmons in the NBA goes on and on and on.
It does, Fran. Look, last weekend, in another first for him in a season bristling with them, this was his first ever playoffs game. He helped the Philadelphia 76ers easily win the game against Miami, 130-103, and he produced a double-double. And his 14 assists were the second best effort by a rookie in their first ever playoff match since a bloke by the name of Magic Johnson, who produced 16. So that's rare air. Now, Simmons says it's all well and good, but he wants to do even better in Game 2 against the Heat tomorrow, something which no doubt has them quivering in Miami and maybe even all over America as the Boomers head to the next Olympics. Simmons has made it very clear he wants to play for Australia at the next Olympics, Fran. So it's developing. Well, it's a great story already, and it's still lots of chapters to come, it seems, Fran.
Fantastic. In tennis, Sam Stosur, a more than adequate replacement for Casey Delacroix in this weekend's Federation Cup tie against the Netherlands?
Yeah, look, as we know, she's been concentrating on her own individual career in recent times. She hasn't played in the Federation Cup for a couple of years, but she's had a bit of a rethink about that recently after Delacroix announced her retirement just recently. Of course, Delacroix had helped Australia, along with Ashley Barty, to defeat the Ukraine. That was in the doubles in February. But you'd have to think Stosur, a Grand Slam winner in 2011, she fits nicely into the squad. And she becomes an additional singles option too for Ashley Barty and Daria Gavrilova, which explains, I guess, team captain Alicia Molik's grin in recent days. The tie's being played in Wollongong, indoors and on the hard court surface on which Stosur, Gavrilova and Barty have all won WTA titles. But we have to be said, we have to acknowledge there's an opposition, and Kiki Bertens is in good form for the Dutch. So it should be a great competition this weekend.
Sounds great, doesn't it? In rugby league, still reeling from salary cap issues, Manly Warringah has hit with another controversy.
Well, various reports this morning, Fran, saying that the players have told the coach, Trent Barrett, they're not prepared to play alongside the utility player, you'd have to call him, Jackson Hastings. He's a guy who can play anywhere and on the field, and it seems anywhere in the case. He's about to be kicked out of Manly, it seems, and this will be his fourth club at the still very, very young, only about 22. The rumour swirl is that he and Daly Cherry Evans have had a blow up at training, and despite that prodigious talent and ability to play anywhere, no one wants him around at Brookvale Oval, Fran.
Okay. Thank you very much, Warwick. Talk to you again
Good
tomorrow.
On you, Fran.